Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Winter storm pounds northeast.
You'll be seeing snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour.
President warns Israel.
Every innocent life in Gaza is a tragedy.
Super ratings.
Jackpot, Kansas City!
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, heavy snow is snarling East Coast travel, a nor'easter that could leave up to a foot of snow on the ground in some places. It's piling up this morning in Maryland, reporter Alexis Davila of WJZ-TV.
It's giving a bit of problems for people to see lane division lines, and also we're still experiencing some of the standing water that we collected earlier this morning from heavy rainfall along with this snow.
I'm Jennifer Brown in New York City, where the snow is coming down. The streets are not as full, though, partly because schools are closed today. That doesn't mean the kids don't have classes. They'll be doing them online, but it means less commuters through this white, fluffy stuff. It is beginning to stick here.
Flight delays and cancellations are adding up, too. The Weather Channel's Mike Seidel is in New York City's Central Park.
Finally, a plowable snowfall, the first one in 2 years. It's coming down in the park. It's sticking, snowing from a central PA State College over towards the Poconos.
Very early this morning in the U.S. Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 70, the nays are 29. The bill as amended.
Final passage of a $95 billion aid bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It faces strong Republican opposition in the House of Representatives. We've heard some of the toughest words yet from President Biden on the situation in Gaza. CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes reports he's tried to convince Israel not to carry out an assault on Rafah.
President Biden and Jordan's King Abdullah did not mince words, warning Israel not to launch a major offensive in the most densely populated part of southern Gaza.
And now they're packed into Rafah, exposed and vulnerable. They need to be protected.
In a Monday raid, Israeli Defense Forces rescued two hostages from a second-story apartment in Rafah. But according to Israel's military, Hamas is still holding more than 130 Israeli hostages. And the rescue came at a heavy price, according to CBS News producer Marwan Al-Ghul.
Dozens of Palestinians were killed in this operation. The majority of them are children and women.
Former President Trump has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to extend the delay in his election interference trial just days after justices heard his appeal on ballot eligibility. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
He'd like to put over these court rulings for as long as possible and perhaps run out the clock so that none of the trials happen before the election.
Trump has a 35-point lead over Nikki Haley in South Carolina in our latest CBS News poll. That state's GOP primary is in 11 days. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is on the campaign trail in the Palmetto State with Haley, the former South Carolina governor.
He's not qualified to be the president of the United States.
Former Ambassador Nikki Haley leveling some of her strongest criticisms yet of former President Donald Trump. But despite a campaign push in her home state, A new CBS poll shows 75% of likely GOP primary voters in South Carolina say Haley being from there makes no difference.
How do you explain his popularity here?
South Carolinians haven't voted yet. You can look at any poll you want, but the reality is this is when they are starting to pay attention.
There's a special election today in the New York Congressional District, once held by disgraced Republican George Santos, who was ousted from the House late last year. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The parties are spending millions of dollars to win this special election in New York's 3rd Congressional District on Long Island. Not only is it one of the few competitive swing districts across America, but it could be an early indicator of where swing voters are 9 months ahead of November, and it could swell or shrink Republicans' narrow majority in the House.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
The hunt is on for one or more suspects in the shooting at an elevated New York City subway platform in the Bronx.
Sound like a firecracker. Boom, 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 you know, real loud.
One person was killed, five others wounded. Police in Houston are saying more about the late woman who opened fire in Joel Osteen's megachurch on Sunday. CBS's Janet Chamlian.
Police say 36-year-old Genesee Moreno went into Houston's Lakewood Church, pulled out an AR-15 that read Palestine on it, and opened fire.
Authorities say the shooter, who also had a .22 caliber rifle, had a history of mental illness. They say they also found anti-Semitic writings.
We do believe that there was a familial dispute, and some of those individuals are Jewish.
A new CDC report finds the overall rate of syphilis in mothers giving birth in the U.S. more than tripled from 2016 to 2022. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says not enough testing is being done to detect it.
Syphilis in pregnant women is a big deal because moms can transmit syphilis to the fetus, putting them at risk for stillbirth, miscarriage, and infant death.
Now to New Orleans, where carnival season marks Fat Tuesday.
An estimated more than 2 million people line parade routes throughout the day. Bands and dancers thrill the crowds. And in the French Quarter, throngs gather for the traditional exchange of flashes of flesh for beaded necklaces. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Last month, Tiger Woods parted ways with Nike. Now he's up to something new.
Everything that's led me here is woven into everything that's next.
He's linked up with TaylorMade to launch a new apparel and footwear brand called Sunday Red. Woods' trademark is wearing red during the final round of tournaments. Jon Stewart returned last night to Comedy Central's The Daily Show, revved up for the presidential campaign.
I think we've got a new name for our election coverage. Indecision 2024 Antiques Roadshow. All right.
The former longtime host will man the show on Monday nights. Some postscripts for Super Bowl 58.
Mahomes swings it. It's there! Hartman!
The telecast on CBS and its platforms was the most watched program ever, with 123.4 million viewers, according to Nielsen and Adobe Analytics. And after that scintillating halftime performance, there's where Usher and longtime partner Jen Goicoechea got married later that night in a Vegas chapel.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
It's the day before Valentine's Day, what's become known as Galentine's Day.
Merriam-Webster calls it a day for women to celebrate their friendships with their lady friends, or
to girlfriend.
Yay. As Amy Poehler's character said in Parks and Rec, where it originated,
what's Galentine's Day? Oh, it's only the best day of the year. My lady friends and I leave our husbands and our boyfriends at home, and we just come and kick it breakfast style.
As one person put it, it's about doing exactly what you want to do and feeling thankful for having friends that let you do it. Matt Piper, CBS News.
It came in last in USA Today's ad meter of all the Super Bowl commercials, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent candidate for president, has apologized to his family for the pain the ad for his campaign might have caused. It used imagery from JFK's run in 1960, created and paid for by a super PAC. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.